We're learning Mesechtas Zvachim. We're in Perek Beis. We're in the middle of a technical Mishnah Dalet that was discussing the laws of Pigul, in which is referring to an improper thought that a person has during the sacrifice, during the different process of the Avodah, which is more specifically that a person thinks that it's chutz lizmano, that they're going to end up consuming this after the allotted time that the sacrifice was supposed to be brought. However, if a person has any other thoughts other than that, such as a person wishes to eat it chutzim komos, we'll say outside of the proper place, or that they have the improper thought as to which carbon this is, they think it's for a different sacrifice, so it's not lishma, then the laws of Pigul do not apply. Still, the sacrifice is invalid, but the advantage is that there's no longer a punishment of kares, an individual that would eat such a carbon. So this is what the Mishnah tells us. Ketzad lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso. Where do we find that the person who brought the sacrifice did not do it in the proper fashion, to the point that no longer are the laws of Pigul going to apply? So the Mishnah says as follows. Shachar chutzim komo. The person has the thought process that they wish to eat this outside of its proper place, outside the Azara. Kibol vihilich v'zar chutzim zmano. Even though, when it came to the other things which had to do with Pigul, that you took the blood, you carried it, you sprinkled it, chutz lizmano, thinking that the carbon would be eaten outside of the proper time, nonetheless, since you also had the improper thought of chutz lizmano, therefore, you no longer have the laws of Pigul. Oh, for example, sheshachat chutz lizmano, you shecht it thinking that you're going to eat it outside the proper time, the amount of time you're supposed to eat the sacrifice. However, kibel v'hilech v'zar chutzim komo, the other things is chutzim komo. O sheshachat kibel v'holach v'zar chutzim komo. When it comes to any of these four stages, either the slaughtering, the catching the blood, carrying it or bringing it to the mizbeach and sprinkling it, in any of those times that you had the improper thought of chutzim komo, that you want it to be eaten outside of the proper place, outside of the azara, outside of the sanctuary, then no longer the laws of pigel apply. Similarly, the Mishnah says, HaPesach LaHachatos, when it comes to the carbon Pesach as well as to the sin offering, Sheshachtan Sholishma, that if a person would shecht it with not lishma, not for the sake of that particular sacrifice, you thought you were bringing a different carbon. In that situation, we mentioned already in the very first Mishnah that such a sacrifice is completely invalid. However, there's no laws of Pigul, because it has nothing to do with Chutz Lizman, it has to do with the improper thought of the wrong sacrifice. Kibol v'hilech v'zar chutz lizmano, when a person shechts this Pesach, the Karban Pesach, or the sin offering, you had the other stages that you thought it would be chutz lizmano, that you would eat it outside the proper allotted time, but since it was not the proper thought, it was not lishma, laws of people don't apply. No, sheshachat chutz lizmano, you shecht it out with a thought outside of the time, kibol v'hilech v'zar chutz lizman, but the other stages, you weren't thinking that this was the right sacrifice. No, sheshachat kibol v'hilech v'zar chutz lizman, or when it comes to any of these different stages, that you don't have the right kavana that this sacrifice is for this specific thing, it's for a sin offering, it's for a Pesach, zehu shul karav amatir kemitzvaso. These are situations, all that we just mentioned, in which, because there are other issues beyond the improper thought of bringing chutz lizmano, therefore the laws of Pigul do not apply, and therefore a person who would eat it would not be chayiv kares.